And here we are on the final training of module two. And I want to talk to you now about the power of love, because this is the natural progression from compassion. So one of the reasons that I'm asking you to lean so heavily into compassion is that love really is the answer. Like, it really is the answer. There is no more empowered place to live than in a place of absolute love. Love for yourself, love for humankind, love for your clients, for your partners, for your children, friends, siblings, parents, strangers, everybody. And the reason that I'm bringing this up right now is because I know that so many of us have challenging relationships with people. With people in our lives, with the people that we live with the people that brought us into the world, with the people who engage with us but don't buy, with the people who criticize us, with all of the things, with the system, with everything. And when you can, you see, the point of compassion is that it starts to crack your heart open a little bit. And, you know, you may say, well, I'm already a really loving person. But the truth is, love is something that you do, and it's something that you are. And by that, what I mean is, when you can start to view everything and everyone through a lens of love, you will entirely shift your life. This isn't even about your business anymore. This is about your life. This is about how you go through every day. If you would like to be completely trigger-free, as in nothing and nobody gets to you, this is how you do it, my friend. You do it through love. And if you have the VIP, please, please, please do come to me with this, because I know that this is a challenging idea to be in absolute love all of the time. Love for your triggers, love for the people who are difficult, love for your bank account even when it's empty, love for everything. This is where you really get to transform your own life, because the power of love is that it really does leave you with so much space, and I'm talking about emotional and energetic space in your psyche, in your heart, and that space creates room for growth, for expansion, for next level insights and next level realizations and next level work. So I know this is going to be a challenging thing. I think compassion, I think people can get on board with compassion, with, you know, really feeling for people when they do things that are harmful, because understanding that it's hurt people that do harmful things. But when it comes to loving, that requires a little bit more. And here's some things that women typically struggle to love beyond those things. Basically themselves, their bodies, their wobbly bits, their age, their relationship with food, their relationship with exercise, their relationship with Netflix, their relationship with all kinds of things. We don't love those things. Anything that we deem as not good, we tend to hate on ourselves for. And when anybody acts out anything that we don't love about ourselves, we will hate them for it. Maybe hate is a strong word, but we will get triggered by it. So I'm introducing these concepts. I don't have like the opportunity to go into these in great depth because that's, you know, there's a limit to what we can do in a container like this. But I really want you to start thinking about coming at everything with love, because this is really going to shift even more for you and leave you wide open for expansion.